fucking bad out here. Oh, man. Are you... Okay. All right. Dude's getting out of this van that's in front of me here. Someone else is getting in. Okay, we're going, alright. It looked only mostly crimey. Dude jumping out of that van. What are you doing? This... Oh boy. And also the sun is just glaring directly in everyone's face as we're driving into the sun, so... Like, people are just making good decisions left and right. Salesforce has really found a way to fucking, like, show an even worse San Francisco by fucking taking over a block of the fucking city and, like, fucking up traffic even more, combined with all the fucking construction, and it's really something else. They do a fucking bang-up job every year with that fucking convention. I feel like I managed to get lucky and get around some of it relatively easily tonight, but fuck. Salesforce going to be the first megacorp?
Fucking, I don't know. Isn't Google already...
like, kind of there? Amazon, maybe? Lil Yachty in a sequel to How High? Fuck. That... alright. There's a sign here. I don't know what the name of the, you know, I don't know what the company is, but like it just, it's the name of the company, and then below it, in plain text, just says, "We make software lovable," and then a URL, and like, I guess that's supposed to be like, hey, if you've already heard of this company because you work in a business where you might need their services, you've probably already heard of them, maybe? But I was looking at it and go like, fucking, this seems like the most ineffective fucking ad in the world. Make software lovable. What? Like, if you think about it, Red Man, Method Man, like, you know, they, you could do a sequel that's checking in with them years later after college, right? I mean, you could, but, like, that's not a movie. That's a pretty flimsy, like, you know, you'd need them to get into some kind of other trouble, and whoops, we'd solve the problem, you know, like, I don't know, so... Also, I feel like you don't necessarily need to leverage the How High IP for a weed movie. You can kind of just come up with a thing. Is that true? Is the new How High about them coming up with a special formula of lean? Because that's... I would watch that movie. I'm not a big fan of Yachty. Done some stuff that I think is fine. I'm not aggressively against what Lil Yachty has to offer, for sure. Yes, Meth and Red run a dispensary. Sure, I guess. Why not? But again, that doesn't need to be How High, too. That could just be a reality show where you put them in charge of a dispensary. Episode 2. Wow, we smoked all the weed instead of selling it. This is bad. But yes, a super fucking... aggressive lean formula. You figure out just the right mix. Yes, no, we need more Sprite. Wait, we need less Sprite. We need no Sprite. They updated the Mixlr app again and fixed the sharing stuff. It was broken for a long time. And now you can post these things to Twitter again, if you so choose. That's fun. Mastodon clients, you know, adds proper like share sheet functionality, then maybe you'll see some serious shit. flashing so slowly that I didn't get to read the actual information about road closures coming up. Okay, no, it's the same sign. Okay. Closure Monday through 3. Okay, 11 p.m. to 5 a.m. Hey, you spelled detour correctly here. Nice work. I spelled it with no U on the other one. Detour. Dark and foggy and overcast and everything at the Golden Gate Bridge here. Like, I can't even see the tops of the bridge. Like, that's some fucking summer is ending type shit if I've ever seen it, man. I don't think it's been like this yet. This is... I think it's kind of cool that Microsoft's doing that Mexico City event. Seems like in a world where, you know, E3 is kind of morphed into a different thing, and you got more people making more announcements year-round, like Microsoft probably needs some kind of late-in-the-year spot to make some announcements, if they've got any. Like a PlayStation experience, sort of thing like that, to go and announce stuff. I think it's cool. I was not surprised to hear them announce it. It's cool. Hell of a solo. Hell of a solo right there. Tight. that album, whatever the fuck it is, will come out and we can put all this behind us. It's hard for me to imagine something that Lil Wayne made years ago. Not that anything you make now, but yeah, I'm just not interested. I never was. So whatever. I will probably take a listen to some of those tracks and just see generally how they sound and go, huh, all right. That's my guess. break the carpool law. Yeah, now the bus is going faster than these fucking half, though. Fuck. That's how it goes sometimes, I guess. I guess I'll just get fucking back behind this fucking bus. But now there's a car between me and the bus, so I feel better. Hot Cheetos do you have to eat to tear your stomach lining? That seems like, unless that kid ate like fucking, I don't know what the number is, like, how, you know, like 10 bags, 5 bags, you know, like I don't know, 10 fucking pounds of Hot Cheetos. Frito-Lay have to get out there and fucking put a warning label on these things. Like, hey, don't eat.
Yep, he's got it.
Don't eat so fucking many of these.
Thank you.
already pushed a button saying, never play this artist again, and here we are. Shit construction here, it'll be real nice.
Sit outside with your shoes off, waiting for your best to come.
not as long as a drive as I guess it could have been, considering how fucking bad San Francisco is this week. I managed to slip around a lot of that crap.
Ugh. Hashtag my ass.
Everybody have a good night. And we'll do it again in the morning. See ya.